We're about to begin Maseches Makos Be'ezus Hashem, and a word of Hagdama, a word of introduction is in order. In Maseches Makos, there aren't that many inyonim that are negei halacha l'maisa. Most of the Masechta deals with inyonim that are, at this point, unfortunately, only Hilchasa l'mashicha, the inyonim of capital punishment of Bezdin, which is not practiced Bizman Hazeh. We don't have a Bezdin of Smuchin, Bechlal, the whole Sidre Bezdin of Kabbalah Edus and Einshim of Bezdin, both of Edim Zemmin and of Malkis, certainly Ari Miklat, which we don't have Bizman Hazeh, and the Dinim of Malkis, which are discussed in the third paragraph of Makis, are not Negev Bizman Hazeh. However, in the first few Prokim and thereafter in Makis, many of the fundamental concepts that negate to our understanding of how the Torah system of law, the system of Bezdin, of Eidus, of Einshim, of Psakdin, of Gmardin, and so on and so forth, Einshim Bezdin, are discussed, and a little bit of a deeper look at the some of the Inyanim and Maseches Makos is in order to deepen our understanding of these very basic concepts. The Mishnah Daf Beis starts, Ketzer Edim Nasim Zaymimim. And as the Gemara tells us, Edim Zaymimim in its classic form is where Edim were caught lying, not lying in any way, but only in the prescribed form of Imanu Hayisim, where Reuven and Shimon came to say Edus about somebody, and Levi and Yehuda, two other Edim, came and said that Imanu Hayisim b'makom ploini, and thereby were mazim, the first peer, the first kat of Edim. The Mishnah in Daf Beis discusses the exception to the regular din of Edim Zemim. Normally the halacha of Edim Zemim is that the oinish which is given to the Edim Zemim is that kashazomam lasis la'achiv. If Reuven and Shimon came to say Eidus that Ploini owes Almoni $100, they would have caused him a loss of $100. So then, when Levi and Yehuda come and say that Reuven and Shimon imanu ha'yisim b'makom Ploini, Reuven and Shimon will have to give the intended victim of their Eidus sheker the $100. And most of the cases are pretty straightforward. If it's a case of dine momnis, so like we just described, they'll pay the intended victim $100. If it's a matter of Malchus, that they wanted to cause somebody to get Malchus for an Aveira that was never committed, so then they will get Malchus. Each one will get his own Malchus. If we're talking about capital punishment, that they wanted a paskin on somebody, they'll get that oinish. The Mishnah Daf Beis deals with two of the cases where it's not shayich to met out the punishment of kasha zoma. One case in the Mishnah is midin anu beish plani shu ben grusha ben chalutza. So it's not shayich, the Gemara discusses at length. Why not? It's not shayich to make him into a ben grusha ben chalutza. You cannot paskin on the Edim Zemim, if Reuven and Shimon come to say Edus, you can't paskin on them that they kehanim psulin. First of all, maybe they're not in kehanim, even if they were kehanim. The Gemara discusses that you can't give the psul of a ben grusha or ben chalutza. So therefore, the halacha is al loika aboim. The Gemara says that there's a lav deraisa, and we learn this out from the Gemara Dash and Zapasuk. In every Edu Sheker, inherently, there's a lav deraisa of Lesana Bereacha et Shoker, and therefore, when the specific Einish of Kasha Zomim cannot be given, there Malkis is, the Edim Zemim are punished with the Einish of Malkis. The second case that's discussed in the Mishnah, Miidin Anu Be'ish Ploini, Shu Chayv Liglois, the seven Tegolos, there the Gemara again learns out of Psukim, that you can't send people that were never Roitzeach, that were only Edim Zemim, on somebody that he killed B'shoigeg, you can't send them into Golos, the Aloch is Al-Lekabu. The first case in our Mishnah, Edus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, raises some very interesting issues that are fundamental to an understanding of what is the role of Bezdin in issuing a Psak Din. And let's discuss this a little more B'iyun. The Mishnah says, Mi'idin Anu B'ish Ploini, Shuhu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. The Achronim raise an issue that L'chayra, when we're talking about capital punishment or Malkus or even Dine Mominis, there the role of the Bezdin in being Mekabel the Edim, the alleged Edim, the Edim Zemnin that is, was that Bezdin heard the Edus, and based on the testimony of two kosher Edim, after Drisha v'Chakir, making sure that both of their Eduyois were on the up and up, they paskin, and Bezdin creates a Chiv Misa, or a Chiv Malkus, or a Chiv Golus, or whatever the case, even a Chiv Momin. Bezdin will now create a Chiv Momin, Bezdin will create a Shibud on the person who owes the money, will create a Shibud on his Nechosim, and will go into his Nechosim and collect that debt. Bezdin is actually fulfilling a role in the creation of a Psak Din that was not there, based obviously on the Psak of, on the testimony of two Eidim. However, when we talk about Eidus Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, L'cha'oira, there's no Psak being issued by Bezdin. Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, when two Eidim come and they say that Ploini, whose last name is Kohn, and he's alleged as a Kohen, and he was about to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to Avoida, or he was about to receive Truma, or any of the other benefits of Matnas Kohuna, to be the officiating Kohen by a Pidyon HaBen, to receive any of the Matnas Kohuna that are given to him, Midaraisa, Midarabonon. The halacha is that as soon as he's a Ben Grusha, as soon as there's Eidus that he's a Ben Grusha, since a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, the halacha is that he's a Cholol. If he's a cholol, the halacha is that he's posel l'chol dinei kohuna. He can't duchen, he can't say bechas kohenim. He does not have a din to be mekabel matnas kohuna, and he certainly cannot be oivid in the Beis HaMikdash. But what exactly is Bezdin's role in this whole story? L'chayre, the Edim are not doing more than a gili milsa ba'alma. The Edim are only revealing information that otherwise would have been unknown to us. Is Bezdin actually doing something here? Bezdin receives the Edus, and Bezdin says, okay, so that's it. He can't be even in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and he can't receive Matnas Kohuna. Did Bezdin do anything? The truth of the matter is that in Eidus Dovah Shebe'erva, there's the same issue to be discussed. The Ritva, Yevamos Daf Kufchav Beis, says that even though the halacha is that Eidus Dovah Shebe'erva, we learn out Dovah Dovah Mimomoin, and the halacha is, we learn now, Dovah Dovah, that both Eidus Shebe'momoin and Eidus Dovah Shebe'erva, Loisagi Be'erechot Ba'omov, they both need two Eidim in order to, if we want to say that a woman is married, or we want to say that a woman is also to her husband, the halacha is we need two Eidim. Is the role in Bezdin, when Bezdin receives Eidim that a woman is married, or that a woman is no longer married, whatever the case may be, is the role in Bezdin creation of a psak, or is the role in Bezdin only in processing the information and making sure that the information was given over properly, and that the information is accurate, that the two Edim are kosher, and that they're saying the truth? Is Bezdin doing anything? So the Ritva on the Yevamos Daf Kufchav Beis says that there is no din of Drisha v'chakira in Eidus Dovah Shebe'erva. We learn out true, we learn out Exeris HaKosov, Exeris Shavah, of Dovah Dovah, that we need two Eidim, Dinei Momis and Dovah Shebe'erva, and all Dinei Malkis, Oinshim Bezdin need two Eidim. But is there a Psak being created by Bezdin? So the Ritva says that there's no Drisha v'chakira, which might have something to do with this issue. Now, it's quite possible that the whole question is a moot point. It could be that our whole question is based on a false premise. Maybe the Oynish for Eidim Zoynimim is not based on their creating a Psak Din in Bezdin, not because they created a Din that didn't exist. When they said that the Kohen on the question is a Posel Kohen, it's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, maybe the Eidus Sheker itself is the cause of the punishment. Who says that there needs to be a Psak Din? Maybe the Psak of Eidim Zemim, the Oynish of Eidim Zemim, that is given for the Eidus Sheker. And Eidus Sheker there certainly is. If Eidim come to Bezdin and say that somebody is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, L'maisa they're being over in a lot of Leisoyna. Of Leisam Reach Eid Shoker. The Gemara says in the next Lama they can get Malkus for that. So maybe that the punishment of Eidim Zem has nothing to do with the creation of the Psak. At this point, it's Kedai to introduce a fundamental discussion which deals mamish with this topic between the Ktzois and the Menchus Chinuch. The Ktzois in Simon Lamed Ches proposes a radical Chiddush, which is not discussed in some of the Rishayim. The Ktzoy says this midinavshei, but he holds that in Svara it's true. And the Minchas Chinuch will dispute the basic premise of the Ktzoyis. The halacha is that even though we know as a basic rule, Eid Echod Nem B'Yisurim, if I want to tell somebody that the meat that's being served in my dining room is kosher, I'm Nemun. Obviously, we don't need two Eidim to tell them. Anybody, and you don't have to be a kosher Eid, or a woman is Nemun, and a child is Nemun also to say that something is kosher, or that an animal was shechted properly. The halacha is, however, that when something was established as kosher, in order to render it non-kosher, in order to change a status which was previously accepted, there the halacha is we need to aid him. This is referred to in Gittin Dav Beis Amabez and in Yevamos Dav Peches Amabez as is Chazek Yisurim. This is a very basic rule in Hilch Zeir Echad Nem B'Yisurim. It's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch Yerideh Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. There's a Shachdei Parichus. Whether we pask in this klal, it's not clear in the Rishonim. But it seems that the consensus of the Poskim is that Echad is not Nemon to overturn a status quo in Dinei Issa V'Hetta that existed previously. The classic case, which is discussed over there in the Shulchan Aruch, is there was a wine cellar, and somebody comes to a Rav and declares that all that wine was touched, poured, mixed, or otherwise made into Yayin Nesech by a goy. The wine was kosher wine, it was accepted, and it had a status quo of kosher, and now he's coming along and he's overturning that status quo and declaring everything that was there as possible. The Ktzoy says that even though over there the halach is we need two Eidim, obviously the two Eidim, not obviously, but the Poskim say that these Eidim do not need the regular formalities of Kabbalah Seidus, of Psak Din, of Kabbalah Seidus and Gemar Din Nebez Din. Again, the essential Nekuda is that the Eidim are only giving over information. True that one Eid is not Nemon, but the two Eidim, when they come to Beis Din, when they come to a Rav, and they declare that the wine is Yayin Nesach, the halacha is that all they're doing is they are giving over information that needs two Eidim in order to declare that wine as non-kosher, as Yayin Nesach. The Ktzoy says that if two Eidim, which is necessary in that case, will come to Beis Din and declare somebody's wine cellar as non-kosher, as Yayin Nesach, if then two Eidim will come along and say, Immanuel Yisim B'machon Plani, you couldn't have been in the wine cellar when you said that you were there, the halacha is they will be Eidim Zaymim, and they will be Chayiv to pay the amount of wine that they were planning on being mafsid by rendering the person who they spoke about's wine as non-kosher wine. And in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Zayim, which is the mitzvah that's negated to the first pack of Makkas, Loisan Be'achei Etshoke, the Minchas Chinuch argues on the Ktzoyis categorically. He says that since the din of Eidus B'Isurim is not a true Psak din of Bezdin, all it is a Kabbalas Eidus, where the Bezdin accepts testimony, and the Bezdin now knows the fact that the wine is Yayin Nesach, but the Bezdin is not creating any Psak, there's no Gmar din, there's no Psak of Bezdin, there's only a Kabbalah's Eidus al Yidei the Bezdin. So the other halacha is there is no Mitzius. He says that you don't need a Bezdin as a Poisik. All you need is a Hoiroas Chochom Ba'omo in order to say that the wine is Yayin Nesach. True, you need two Eidim, but it's not a Psak Din of Bezdin. There the halacha is, says the Minchas Chinuch, that there is no, the whole mechanism of Eidus Sheker and Eidim Zomim and the punishment of Eidim Zomim does not exist. The Nesivis HaMishpat has a practical issue with the Ktzois, which obviously the Ktzois himself disputes in his Hasogos on the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that the two Eidim of Yayin Nesach do not have to be Neskabel and a Bezdin. All they have to do is say testimony in front of Rav. We never find that without a Bezdin that there's an issue of Eidim Zayim. It's not a proper Eidus, it's just you need two instead of one. The Ktzois disputes that. He says if you need two Eidim are only accepted in front of a Bezdin of Sholosh. Of Shalosh Dayanam, and therefore the same would be true for the Yayin Nesach. But let's discuss the Minchas Chinuch's question on the Ktzois, which is a more fundamental question. Obviously, the Ktzois feels that the issue of Eidim Zaymim is even, the Einish of Eidim Zaymim is even without a Psak Din being issued by the Bezdin, even where the role of the Bezdin is only in order to process and declare the information to be true. But what do we do? So according to the Ketoris, obviously, our question on the Mishnah of Ben Grusha Mechalutza, which is only L'chayra, processing of information, is not a question. But what do we do according to the Michas Chinuch? The Michas Chinuch says that at Kama that the Eidim Zaymim are creating a Psak Din B'Sheker, a Psak Din Shaloike Din, then there is no Din of Eidim Zaymim. There's no Eilish of Kasha Zom Lassus La'achiv, Ken Yasel Loi. So how do we understand the Mishnah Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? This question leads us to define a basic principle in another area of Hilchas Eidos. Again, we're not saying this for the Halacha L'maisa Shaboy, we're saying this only in order for the categorization and the Hagdoros of different types of Eidos and different types of Dinim to be more readily understood. The Shev Shmaitzer discusses a concept where he says that based on the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin, that the halacha is that if a woman is nivelas to somebody who is posala, to either an erva of chavi krisus, or to somebody who is posala kol, to a mamzer, or such, or to a goy that is, she becomes, the halacha is, it's chal on her psul zoyna, and she's posala kuna. Pasuk in Parshas Emma says that a kohen is not allowed to marry a zoyna. The Gemara says a zoyna is a woman who is nivelas, lemi she posala lovo yoleh. And the halacha is that the Rambam, in Perek Tezayin, Hilchas Sanhedrin, B'toich Dvorov, the Rambam is talking about something totally different, which we're not going to get into, but B'toich Dvorov, the Rambam assumes as Pashut that an Eid Echud is Nemo to come to Bezdin and to declare a woman a Zoyna and thereby to pass the Lomikuna. The obvious question is, and this is the question of the Tosis Rid, the Kedushin Daf Samach Vov, he doesn't mention the Rambam, but this is his raya to this point, that obviously two Eidim are necessary to declare one woman post lakuna. Because when we're talking about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's clear in the Sugi and Kedushin, Zavavav, that two Eidim are necessary to declare a Koyin unfit to have the Dine Kedusha's Kuna. To either do Avoyde B'Migdosh, to do Bechaz Koyinim, or to be Mekabo Matnas Kuna. So therefore, the same halachot should be true to declare a woman post lakuna. The distinction of the Shev Shmaitzer and Shmaitzer Vov Perek Zayin is as follows. A Zoyna is not a status of a woman from birth. It doesn't define her, her kashrus by blood or by yichus be'etzem. All it is that a certain act that she committed renders her unfit to be married to somebody who has Kedushas Kohuna. The same way if a woman is Mizana, she's no longer allowed to live with her husband. It's not, obviously, it's not a status of hers. There's no erva that she is unfit by birth to live with this man. There's an act that she committed that renders the marriage no longer able to continue by Torah law. The same is true of a Zoyna. She is a regular woman. There's no status as to her yichus, which defines her as different than anybody else. However, she committed an act which asus ulukuna. The Issa Lukuna, being that it's not Chayvei Krisus, does not have the severity of Dovah Sheva Erva that should need two Eidim to declare this in a Bezdin. However, says the Shev Shmaitzer, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, even though the Issa is again, the Issa, all the Issurim are not Chayvei Krisus, but the Aloch is that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza inherently has a Psul Yichus, has a status, has a problem with his status that declares him unfit to Kuhunu. The Shev Shmaitzer says the same way we can't take away money from somebody without two Eidim, and we can't give any Oinshim, and we can't make a woman be married or be divorced without two Eidim, any change in essential atzmiyistika status of a person, that he's no longer a posel or kosher lekol, he's a posel lekol, and so on and so forth, or Ben Grusha Mechalutza, who's not posel lekol, obviously, but he's posel lekaal kohuna, that is also a change in status, and therefore it needs two Eidim. Therefore, we can answer the Minchas Chinuch's the question that we pose, Lefi the Minchas Chinuch's assumption, Legabi Al Misha Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that the Psak Din, which is being created by Bezdin, even though, Be'etzem, all it is a processing of information, any time a Bezdin paskins on a status change in a person, that's not just Issa V'Heta, that's not the same thing as Yayin Nesek. That's an essential definition of status of a person, and we are creating dinim or non-dinim that are either chal or taken away from him, that itself needs a psak din, and therefore the halacha will be that it will create eidim zaymim. An example of this might be the fact that Kabbalah's Gerim, Lamashal, has to be in front of a Bezdin. It's not clear what the Makar of this din is. The Gemara Yevamos discusses it. But the Rishonim say that since Gerus is obviously a change in status of an individual, it needs the creation of a psak, of a bezdin, to paskin, to create that mitzius, that status change of turning a goy into a yid. The same thing is true on any essential status in yichus change. The bezdin has to be there to paskin and to create that status halachically on the person in order for that din to take place. That would be the pshat now Mishnah ben Gusha ben Chalutz. We're talking about the above-mentioned Ketzois that says, a Chiddush, that Edim Zoymimim is Shayach, even when we're talking about Edis of Yisurim, he does not, obviously, he doesn't agree to our premise that the din of Edim Zoymimim is predicated on the Psak of Bezin, on the creation of a Psak of Din by Bezin. It's enough that Edim said Edu Sheker, which was accepted by Bezdin, and thereafter, if they were proven to be Edim Zoymimim, the halacha would be that they received the Oynish of Kasha Zomim Lasses Lachim. It's benois and tam to mention an interesting point, which the Achronim discussed, Tshuvas Reb Kiva Eiger, and the Mechaz Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalid, that since the Gemara in Maki, the Gemara by us in Daf Bezam and Bez, discusses the Oynish of Kashazal and Lasis Lachit as a Pol Yoitze of saying Eidu Sheker, of Loisane Bereacho, the Mechaz Chinuch discusses the fact that since the pasuk says loisane bireacho, the oynish of edim zoymim has to do with saying edus bireacho. It has to be edus of ben adam lachaveroi. Now most edus speak about people. What would be a pearl yotze of this discussion? The Mechaz Chinuch and Reb Kiva Eiger discuss whether or not if edim came to Bezdin and said edus zoymim on the location or the siding of a Levana. We know that in the olden days, before there was a Luach, the proper day for Rosh Chodesh had to be established by Eidei Re'iyo, and thereafter Bezdin would be Mekabel Eidus, Megdusha V'Chakiro, as is discussed in the first few Prophets of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and would paskin on the existence of the new Levana, and thereafter would declare that day Rosh Chodesh. What happens if the Eidim were found to be Eidim Zonimim? On the one hand, obviously the Psak would have to be Malkis, there's no Kasher Zoman, Lasis Lochid, you can't turn them into tomorrow's Levana. So obviously the Psak would have to be Malkis, the same way the din is discussed in our Mishnah. On the other hand, the din is not brought in our Mishnah. So the Achronim want to postulate, the Mitzadid, this back and forth discussion, that it could be that since the Pasuk says Loisane Bireyako, the nature of Eidus Zoymim, of the Oynish of Eidus Zoymim, of the Lav of Loisane Bireyako and Sheker, and by definition the Malkis, which results from the parsha of Eidus Zoymim, has to be Loisane Bireyako, has to be Ben Adam Lachaveroi. When they talk about the seeing the new moon, they're not talking about Eidus Ben Adam Lachaveroi, and therefore there would not be Malkis, which is why our Mishnah does not discuss it. L'chayr, a similar issue could be discussed, could be discussed in reference to the Ktzoyis' Chiddush of Eidus and Yayin Nesach. And I'd like to bring out this point with a famous story. Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Salvechik, the Brisker Rav, was one time as a young boy, he was learning with his father, the Beis Halevi, when his father was the Rav in Slutsk. They were learning in the shul, the Chavrusa, and a butcher came in with a wheelbarrow. In those days, if a butcher had a shayla on a lungs of an animal, so there was a mashgiach in the Beis Hashchita that paskin on the shayla. So if there was a difficult shayla, they would bring the shayla to the Rav. They came in on a wheelbarrow, wheeling in the lungs, a huge pair of lungs from a cow that had just been shechted. In those days, cows were only shechted before Yom Tif. There was a tremendous amount of hefsid mammon involved, what's called in the Pesachim hefsid meruba. For this butcher, the loss of this animal, if it was treif, could have meant 2 or 3 months panosa. So they brought the shayla to the Beis Halevi for a definitive ruling. The Beis Halevi spent an hour looking and looking and probing and probing. He was trying to save the man from hefsid meruba. Lamaisa, the Beis Halevi didn't have a choice. After a half an hour, he turned to the butcher and he said, "I'm sorry, Rabbi, what am I supposed to do? The animal is treif." The butcher took it like a man. He said, Rebbe, treif is treif, was on the tongue. He very calmly he accepted the psak. There are many famous stories where butchers were not so gracious in accepting the Rav's psak. And he walked out with the animal. Beis HaLevi turned to Reb Chaim and said, see, it's an Erlich Yid. He accepts, if he has a hefsid moment, he accepts it with a munah b'tochen, with a menuchas hanefesh. A week later, this very same butcher was involved in a din Torah in front of the Beis HaLevi on a few pennies, literally a few dollars. They came in and the Beis HaLevi heard the both sides and passed him like the other fellow. The butcher started screaming at the Beis HaLevi, how you're a Rav, you call yourself a Rav, what do you know, how could you pass him that way? Reb Chaim, the young Reb Chaim was there, turned to the Beis HaLevi and said, Tata, how is it that last week he took a hefsid of hundreds and hundreds of dollars of a few months worth of panos, he took it so calmly, and today for a few dollars he's flying off the handle and insulting the Rav? The Beis HaLevi defined for Reb Chaim, what Reb Chaim used to say over, as a basic principle in different areas of halach. The Beis HaLevi told Reb Chaim, when I paskin on the animal, I'm not paskining on him. True, there's a hefsid meruba, but ultimately the psak is on the animal, not on the butcher. He didn't take it personally. The hefsid moment, that he was willing to accept with menuchas hanefesh. Today, when I said ploini atachai, if you owe the other guy $3, even if it's only $3, but I said ploini atachai, I paskin on him. And that's what made him fly off the handle. It's hard for a person to hear judgment passed on himself. If it's on his animal, no problem. Even if it causes him tremendous hardship. Psak on himself, that the butcher was not man enough enough to be able to handle hearing from a Rav. There are those that have explained this principle and understanding why a person is neman erechem and bisum is neman even on his own isavahet. Despite the fact that in all dinei edus there's a din of chashash mishad, there's a din of karv. Why don't we say the same thing by erechem and bisurim? The pshat is that when a person says that the food that's in his kitchen is kosher or non-kosher, he's not speaking about himself. He's speaking about the food. True, it's negeya to his dinner table that night, whether he's going to have supper on the table or not. But in definition, the psak is not a psak on himself. It's a psak on a piece of meat, on the fruits that are in his refrigerator. And therefore, it has no shaklus to him. What we see here from the Ktzois is, l'chayra, that even though psak on Yayin Nesach was not bireyacho, true, like we saw from the butcher, that when Reuven and Shimon come to Besna to clear Levi's wine cellar to be Yayin Nesach, they're causing Levi a tremendous amount of financial hardship. But it's not a psak on Levi per se. And still the Ktzois assumes that there's a parasha of Edim Zayinim. Would this be a stira to the predicate of the Achronim that Lysana Bireyacho has to be Bireyacho? Yes, Lotan. It's quite possible that since Lamaisa he had to have some Aruba, that would be enough to define the Eidus as Lysana Bireyacho. Maybe not. Maybe the Ktzois. The same way he disagreed with our principle that the Pasha of Edom Zayim has to do with the Psak of a Bezdin, the creation of a Psak Bezdin. Maybe the Ktzois was also Mechadish that you don't need the Pasha of Lysana Bireyacho. Obviously, then the horror would be Kiddush HaChodesh. Why is it not brought in the sugyas as one of the cases where Edim Zaymim would have to receive Malkis and not be liable to the punishment of Kashazam? Just to finish off with another issue which is discussed in reference to this, to the din that we have of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Tumim, Simon Lamed Ches, which is the same simon of Edom Zayim as the above mentioned Ktzois that we just finished discussing. The Tumim discusses another issue of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We know, the Gemara says, the Gemara makes as a basic halacha of Kasher Zoma, that Kasher Zoma v'loy Kasher Oso. It's a chiddush, the svar would seem to say Bakeh. But the halacha is that Kasher Zoma v'lasis lo'ochiv is only when the actual oynish was not given yet to the guilty party or to the alleged guilty party. If the psak malchus or the psak misa or the other oynishim that were given by the bezdin based on the information that was received from the two edim zaymim was already the sentence was already carried out, the Gemara says kasher zoma v'loy kasher also. The halacha is that the Eidim will not receive the Einish, which is due theirs, because of the halacha of Kasha Zama. As soon as the Bezin accepts the psak that Mr. Cohn is no longer a kosher Kohen, but he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, L'chayr, it's already done, it's already a signed deal. L'chayr, he's already a Ben Grusha. What's Shayach to make it into a Kasha Zoman without getting to a Kasha Osam? So the truth of the matter is that we have a precedent for a Chiddush that since Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza could be undone, Bishlam, when you kill somebody based Kalila, Bezdin had somebody killed or somebody was given Malkus based on a false Psak Din, it can't be undone. Maybe that's Kasha Osam. What about the Psak Din of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, even though it was already declared on Mr. Cohen, but it could be undone? Bezdin just declares him Ois Pasul HaKoyin. He turns back into a Kosher Koyin, L'Choy, that's now only in the realm of Kasha Zoma. So we have a precedent for such an idea. Tosfos and Bava Kamma Davdal discusses two shittas, both of them are brought La'alokla. When Eidim are speaking about Dinei Mominis, and Bezna had already actually collected the Choyiv, or the Hezek, whatever the case was, which was based on the Eidus Sheker. They already went, Ruvain and Shimon said, Eidus, that Pliny owes Almoni $100. They already collected the money from Pliny, gave it to Almoni. Is that Kasha also? One sheet in Tesis, Machlechis Rivon, and Tesis, Bavakam and Avdalit, and one sheet holds that Dalochi is that that's Kasha Zomam, since it could be undone, so we could turn it back from Kasha Osam to Kasha Zomam, and punish thereafter the Edom Zomam with the din of Kasha Zomam. Only by Einshim we can't turn back the clock. My mom just give it. So the same would be true Ben Gushu Ben Chalutza. The question is, what do we do according to the other Shita? On the surface, this would seem to be a clear raya to the Shita Sarivon, Taisus and Baba Kamad Abdal that holds that Kasha Zomam like Kasha Osam is not only before the Psak Din was actually carried out, but even afterwards, if the Psak Din can be reversed, then it'll only stay at a level of Kasha Zomam, will not turn to Kasha Osam, and therefore will be able to carry out the Psak of Edom Zomam. In order to answer the other Shita of Taisvis, we'll have to deal with that in a deeper shir and discuss that Shita of Taisvis with more depth in the Yetzer Shem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.